House will come to order. Please stand as the colors are colors will be posted by Marion County Sheriff's Office Honor Guard, led by Sergeant Bill Sherburn from Salem. The flag salute will be led by Representative Boone.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Opening ceremony will be presented by Jim Moore, founder and director of the Salem House of Prayer in Salem, guest of Representative Andy Olson.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Shall we pray? Father, we come before you today, humbly asking that your presence will fill this house, and that you will give grace and abundant wisdom to the men and women that you have given charge for the leadership of our state. We pray for them personally, Lord, that you will strengthen their families, their relationships, their home life, and that you'll give them courage to stand and follow their convictions. And we ask that today the outcome of these proceedings will follow after your heart and your will. And we're very grateful for the opportunity to govern this wonderful state. We ask your peace to rest upon this house today and your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Courtesies, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, just like to share a little bit of Jim Moore's background with you. Jim and his wife Linda are both the founders and directors of the Salem House of Prayer, also known as SHOP. Their ministry is a multi-denominational 24-hour day prayer ministry located right in the heart of downtown Salem. The Salem House of Prayer conducts 12 daily two-hour prayer meetings. This prayer effort has continued nonstop in the city of Salem for the past 3.5 years. Every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m., a prayer service is held for the men and women of this building. who represent and provide leadership for us through the state of Oregon. Jim and Linda have been married for 30 years and then are proud parents of 4 amazing children and 11 perfect grandchildren. So welcome him. Additionally, Mr. Speaker and colleagues, I would like to introduce to you too the Marion County Sheriff's Office Honor Guard, Color Guard. Sergeant Bill Sherburn was the lead sergeant. Senior Trooper Jeff Nikoloff, Senior Deputy Sean Bush, and Senior Deputy Alicia O'Neill, if you would welcome them. Thank you.
For the courtesies, Representative Sheehan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To my right is my parents' second favorite child. This is my sister, Julie Sheehan. Much like the legislature, she for a living puts people to sleep. She also wakes them up along with her colleagues in the East Gallery, who are the registered nurse anesthetist. So please extend them all of your courtesies today, or you may end up with a ketamine dart in your back. Thank you.
Further courtesies, Representative Greg Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, wasn't the color guard just amazing this morning? Wow, my gratitude goes out to them. It's my pleasure to introduce a friend of mine and an intern in our office. His name is Hayden Perkins. Hayden, stand up. Hayden is a constituent of Representative Cliff Bentz, living in Baker County. He was raised on the Bar One Angus Ranch outside of Baker City. During his years in high school, he was active in football, basketball, track, wrestling. But he's also a Renaissance man, and so he is also active in band, choir, theater, and is also on the National Honor Society in student government as class president or student body president, let me correct that, and mock trial. And he's been always interested in politics and public speaking. He now is a student at Southern Oregon University, where he's majoring in political science and philosophy. And get this, he works in the same office that Senator Bates works with. He's also involved in student government down in Southern Oregon as a student senator, campaign and elections coordinator, and their executive director of communications. Once he wraps up his undergraduate degree, he's heading off to law school. Colleagues, would you join me in welcoming Hayden to the Capitol this week? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For the courtesies, Representative Dembro.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I would ask you to extend courtesies to my intern for this session, Marissa Johnson. I first knew Marissa Johnson as a student at Portland Community College. She's now a student at Portland State University, and now she's an intern with us. I'm not going to go so far as to say that has been a steady decline in the value of her experience, but it's great to have her here.
For the courtesies, verification of quorum. Clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. A quorum is present. Representative Lindsay is excused. Representative Kotek, for what purpose are you in the queue? Okay, thank you. We'll take that off. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you the Senate has passed Senate Bills 1524, 1529, and adopted SCR 203.
First readings, memorials, and resolutions.
SCR 203, commemorating Jubilee Year of Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon and their 125 years of dedicated ministry and service.
Messages read the first time are passed to the co-speakers' desks for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Special orders of business. And before we start this special order of business, very good. Very quietly take your seats and be respectful of this special order of business. So if you are standing, please take a seat. The clerk shall read the resolution.
HCR 203, recognizing and honoring Deputy Kelly James Fredenberg for his service to this state.
The question now arises upon final reading and adoption of HCR 203. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. First, I just want to say thank you very much for all of you, because last year, if you remember, you helped pass House Bill 3039, which allowed us to put officer memorial highway signs out on the highways honoring police officers who had given their life in line of duty. So I want to say thank you. And this is a follow-up of that. But today, if you take a look at the HCR 203, it recognizes and honors Deputy Kelly James Fredenberg for his service to this state. Kelly was born October 5th, 1973, to Gary and Ellen Fredenberg in Salem, Oregon. Now, from there, he attended school here in Salem, graduated from South Salem High School in 1992, and immediately after that, he then jumped into construction work. And somewhere along the line, his heart started getting called to wanting to go into law enforcement, and eventually he did. And as you continue reading, you'll see that he began his career in law enforcement in March of 1998 with the Polk County Sheriff's Office. And he served there for 8 years in the corrections as well as on patrol. One of the things that you have to recognize here, and I want to make a point to you, is that good leaders recognize talent. They want to be a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block when they have people working around them and know the potential of them moving up. And Sheriff Bob Wolf, who was the sheriff, and he's here today, and I'll introduce him to you later, recognized this in Kelly and helped him then to move forward. So after 8 years serving with Polk County Sheriff's Office, he moved over to Marion County Sheriff's Office and served in great capacity there. Some of the conversation that was shared by both the sheriffs, especially I'm going to talk as what the sheriff here in Marion County, Sheriff Jason Myers, was that Kelly was an outstanding member of the sheriff's office. He was a career-minded, diligent in his work, and dedicated member of the agency. He cared about citizens and visitors in Marion County, and he really wanted them to make them feel safer in the community. He was a great teammate. He was a great team player. So what happened, and why we're here honoring him today, is an incident that occurred on June 16th, 2007. He was assigned on a northern patrol area of Marion County, and he was responding to back up a Jervis police officer who was requesting assistance at a domestic violence issue inside Jervis. And as he was traveling south on 99E, just north of Jervis, with his siren on as well as his emergency lights on, a driver coming the other direction crossed over the center line, and they collided head on, and Kelly died as a result of that accident. The point and the reason that I want to share with you all of this is because he had received, as you start to get to know him better from his family and the sheriffs, that there was somewhat of a calling in his life. And because of that, there was passion too. Because he cared about people in general. He cared about giving his very best. And even to this point, to the day that he left this earth, he cared about a fellow officer to get there to try to help him out. Kelly's dad, Gary, and his older brother, Kevin, happened to be at the officer memorial raising of the sign that we had last year that you too helped from this floor for Maria Mignano and also Jason Haroff in the Ankeny Hill area between Albany and Salem. But they were there, and it was kind of neat to see them there for that. So it's fitting today that we move forward in honoring him. And I just, you know, at this point right now, Mr. Speaker, I would just urge everyone to vote and support this. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Olson, do you wish to close?
Thank you. Okay, in closing, I do want to point out to you that the Bible says that there is no greater love than this, that someone would lay down their life for their friend. This is reflective of what you've just heard and of what I just shared with you for Kelly. So with that, besides him being a dedicated family man and having a family that he left behind, I urge your aye vote.
Those who are of the opinion that the resolution should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Olson, before I file the gavel, did you want, you're in the queue?
Yes, if Mr. Speaker, sure. I could introduce the family members.
And then we'll gavel, so yes, you may.
Thank you. You're very kind, sir. If you look immediately off to the south end of the bar here of the building, Sheriff Bob Wolf from Polk County Sheriff's Office, if you'd stand. Bob, okay. You have Sheriff Jason Myers from Marion County Sheriff's Office. And then next to him is Miranda Fredenberg, daughter of Kelly. And then also the older brother, Kevin Fredenberg, as well. Gary, the father, wasn't able to attend. He's out of the state at this time. But if you would just say hi and appreciate that, thank you.
On the behalf of the state and this body, we thank you for the service and thank you for being here on this special day. And with that, HCR 203, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Propositions and motions. Representative Cameron, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request a five-minute recess here on the floor for a Republican caucus.
Representative Cameron requests a five-minute caucus.
Or stand at ease for five
or
minutes.
Stand at ease for 5 minutes.
She doesn't want to do it.
Representative Kotek, where would you direct people to go, just so they know? Up here? Okay. So, House will stand at ease.